Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Of course, I'm Rennie. This is the hour, as opposed to the last hour or the next hour, that requires you to pay close attention to our discussion of the issues of the day, the events of the day, people that folks are talking about. Jay Kirshner is with Doug Steffen on the Good Day program for us to we're wrangling. Is that a good word? Wrangling some of the good news, some of the bad news, some of the compelling news, the news, that's it. Don't snooze or you lose, because we talk about the news.
Look at that. You. Like that? You're like Dr. Seuss over here.
Yeah, you're right, that's me. Dr. Steffen, practicing without a license. Good news for those of you who are looking forward to winning lots of money. The Powerball jackpot is up to $800 million, which is the second largest ever. So if you're buying a ticket, know that you have one chance in 389 jillion million to win. But it's still fun to think about what you're going to do with all that money. How are you going to help? How are you going to grow your business? How are you going to make your life better? How are you going to help lots of other people? And no winning tickets were sold for the Powerball jackpot. Did you buy one, Jay?
We did buy some tickets, so I was a little disappointed we didn't win, to find that there were no winning tickets sold. But then at the same time, that little bit of hope, because there were no winning tickets sold. There's another opportunity.
So the next opportunity is Saturday night. Grand prize will be at least $818 million or something like that. Number could grow more if more people like you and me and us buy tickets. Gobble them up. 36th straight time, nobody has won the Powerball pot of gold drawing last night. The biggest jackpot, remember this was about 5, 6, 7, what? In 2016, there was a jackpot that was $1,586,000,000 shared by ticket holders in three states.
Mm-hmm.
So, you can get your cash. You can, let's see, what happens if you're taking it year by year as a 30-year deal? See, I think most people take the cash. I don't know whether I do that or not. I think it would depend on a lot of other circumstances. Would you take the cash, or you want to spread it out over 30 years?
I agree. It depends on circumstances.
Yeah.
At my age now, if it was a big enough jackpot, I think I would spread everything out.
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't take the one lump sum. But if it was maybe smaller, if I was maybe later in life, then I'd probably take the lump sum. But
grab
you get
it.
More money if you take the spread out payments.
Yeah, you do. All right, so the lottery folks say that six tickets were sold. How does that work, $1 million? This shows you how unrefined I am. You buy a ticket, I could have thrown away tickets that were worth $1 million. So how do you, the number of the drawing was 19, 36, 37, 46, 56, and the Powerball was 24. A Mega Millions means you get, if you do the multiplier, you get twice as much, I think, right? Isn't that how it works? The multiplier, what is the multiplier?
I forget, the Powerball and then the multiplier, or was it Mega Millions and Powerball are so similar, and there's just like a slight difference, and I always get too confused.
Yeah. Anyway, but how do you win $1 million? You have to have five numbers in order to get $1 million. There were six tickets that were $1 million tickets. Two in California, Connecticut, Illinois, Michigan, New York all had winners. They match their five white balls, but they don't get the last number, so they don't get the whole
Powerball number, the big jackpot number.
Yeah. So they have had five of those winners so far this year. Okay, so the odds, the real odds of winning any prize are 1 in 24.9. The odds of winning the jackpot are 292 million to one. There you go. $2 each. Every state doesn't have it, you know. there are some states that don't. There are five states that do not have a drawing, any kind of, I think Utah is one of them, isn't it? You can't win. They don't like it. The Mormons don't like it. So somebody from out Salt Lake City way will correct me if I am El Rongo by sending information to us on social media, Facebook and Instagram. It's at Good Day Radio Show, and on Twitter, it's Good Day On Air. Okay, so there's the latest on the Powerball. Let's get excited. Let's win. Let's think about what we would do with the money, because that is a great exercise, I think. Here's the story. There are a lot of the usual things here, animals, death, people with elections, all that sort of thing. The lady who hosts a midday program on KMOX. I'm one of the graduates of the KMOX School of Broadcasting back in the 80s. I was there, and I didn't know this lady is new, Debbie Monterey. She was on the air when a school shooting took place at her daughter's school. Okay, imagine that you're on the air doing a radio program, and word comes in that the school where your daughter is, and the news is that six people are injured, two people are killed. She's talking about it while her daughter is texting her from the school. Daughter was okay.
So awful. Oh, yep. Chills just thinking about that.
Yeah, right. My, and the children apparently do a lot of texting back and forth with her. The reason she knew there was something going on was that the text came in all caps. Daughter says, there's an intruder in the building. So Debbie's first thought is, I don't panic. I'm pretty straightforward. I'm going to let you know what's going on. I'm sure there's a logical explanation for what's going on. Let's not get worked up. That's what she said on the air.
Mm-hmm.
But then the next text comes in saying it's not a drill. It's real. So Debbie Monterey asked her daughter if she was okay, if she was scared, what was going on. And so the daughter says she heard a lot of banging, wasn't sure if it was a gunshot. And then she heard a lot of yelling. The SWAT team was there. And so anyway, and then there was a third.
On air with Monterey, too.
Say, you were?
No. There was a guest.
She was on the air with somebody. Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, and the guests were just kind of staring, like, what's going on?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, she's alive, she's safe, she's okay, and she knew, she said that on the air, I think, and then she just went back to doing what she was, well, that's a pro, right? You talk about what's going on, and then you can't talk about it anymore because there's nothing new, so you go back to what you, and now back to our previously recorded program or whatever. That's not what they said, but, you know, that's how things kind of bring it back around full circle to normalcy, if you will. And so it goes. Here's, let's see here. We got this, the whole business about she had a couple of things to talk about because a bridge in Missouri collapsed. You see that? One person died, three people injured. The bridge was under construction in Kansas City.
Mm-hmm. The workers were pouring some cement when the bridge just completely collapsed, trapping other workers.
Yeah. And that's, I always worry about that. You see, I was driving out of the airport the other day, and I was thinking about, you know, there are a couple of buildings along the Mass Turnpike that are under construction, and they're tall buildings, and they have these cranes that are on steel frames that look like they're about, I don't know, 6x6, 8x8. And the crane moves up and down on those steel fabrications. And I'm thinking to myself, who in the world is nutty enough to run one of these things on their stilts? They look dangerous as hell. And I'm not a height fan. It's funny because I love to fly, but I don't like heights. Matter of fact, I saw a movie. I was watching a movie last night, or I didn't see the whole thing, but part of it was the people on the movie they had to go up to the top of a building, and I'm looking at the picture on TV, and I'm uncomfortable just watching that. So there's a lot of danger in doing that stuff.
Have you always had a fear of heights, or is that something that has
changed? No, I've always, yeah, no, I didn't, I've never liked heights. But it's funny because I had that in my mind the first time I took an airplane ride coming from Cleveland back to Boston after my first semester. It was Christmas time in 1964 when I was a freshman at Heidelberg. And I was apoplectic. Got on the plane, I never looked back. I enjoyed the ride. It was cool. I can remember the plane. It was an American Airlines. They had just gotten a bunch of new 707s, the first jet that was built by Boeing for commercial use. And it was, I sat in the middle of the plane, and I thought, wow, this is really cool. So I guess you can lose it. A lot of it, most of it is mental. We all know that. It's, you know. But there are these bridge jobs. Mostly they hire Canadians to do it because Americans won't do it. I remember the first time, the first radio station I owned, we had to have tower work done on the radio station. And you couldn't, there were no American companies that did it at the time. They were all, or if they were Americans, they didn't have Americans climbing the towers. They had Canadians. And most of them were natives, you know, out in Alberta, Saskatchewan. Those are the same people, by the way. The tribes that were the original settlers of America were the same tribes that were the settlers of Canada. There were no boundaries. We didn't have a Canadian boundary in them. When all what do we call them, indigenous people, natives, they were all the same. Different tribes, but they didn't. There was no America. There was no Canada. It was just open land, and so it was the same group that was in both sides. And for whatever the reason, maybe it's because they just have no fear. That's part of the culture. They have no fear whatsoever. So the bridges, no sweat. Towers, no sweat. So the next time you see somebody doing that, take your give them a tip of the hat. Because it's dangerous work. 18, kind of like being on the air. 18 after the hour. Doug Stephanie here to talk to you about Term Provider. This is the easiest way to buy life insurance, protect your family, and get peace of mind. You have high blood pressure? Got diabetes? No problem. At Term Provider, they'll shop all the top insurance carriers so you don't have to do that and get you the best possible rate no matter what ails you. Call Term Provider, 800-230-2777. That's 800-230-2777. Term Provider has helped lots of people just like you. No matter what your problem is, at Term Provider, they get the job done. 800-230-2777. Get the scales tipped in your favor. $1 million in term life insurance for less than $200 a month. 800-230-2777. Term Provider, the way to go to get affordable life insurance. 800-230-2777.
Okay, from the start.
The acerola cherries.
Alfalfa leaf, aloe vera, apples, banana.
Beets, bell pepper, broccoli.
Blueberries, blackberries, cranberries.
We make Texas superfood from 55 raw, vine-ripened fruits and vegetables.
Pineapple, sweet potato,
papaya, parsley, pear, peach.
In a capsule or a powder, one daily dose of Texas superfood delivers the healthy benefits of 55. Count them, 55 fresh fruits and vegetables, and you can see them all on TexasSuperfood.com.
Raspberry, spinach, the nutrients that we need on a daily basis.
Thousands of people benefit from taking Texas Superfood every day. Shouldn't you be one of them? Doctors, pharmacists, nurses, and your grandmother all recommend that you eat more fruits and vegetables every day. So if you can't, won't, or don't, Texas Superfood is made for you.
TexasSuperfood.com. It's borderline shocking how much energy I have. I hope you use me for the Texas Superfood. Superfood.com.
Join us on TexasSuperfood.com.
TexasSuperfood.com.
Comp
supplement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
American Family Farmer Podcast. I was thinking when I was a kid, the definition of a farmer was simply a farmer. Farmers planted seeds, they grew crops, they raised livestock, and so they never had to speak to the public. These days, consumers want to know where the food is coming from. I tell you every week, go to the farm. It's the best place to get good fresh food. You don't have to worry about packaging problems. You don't have to worry about E. coli, listeria, none of that stuff.
Get the podcast at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Now 23 after the hour, Doug Steffen's Good Day program, a tip of the hat to affiliate WHAV in Haverhill, Massachusetts. There are many stations in Massachusetts that have legacy broadcasting call letters, that sort of thing. And I've worked at a lot. I've been on the air at lots of them. So congratulations to those folks up there. Jerry Lee Lewis is dead, is he, or isn't he? Aha! We will give you the answer. The question, let's get it clear, is Jerry Lee Lewis alive or dead? We'll find out after this.
I'm Andy Solomon. The Cancer Community Awards, or C2 Awards, celebrate individuals and organizations making impactful change in the cancer community. The awards are part of the AstraZeneca Your Cancer program and in partnership with Scientific American Custom Media. This year's C2 Catalyst for Equity Award winner is Center for Hope. The center's director, David Wetter.
The Center for Health Outcomes and Population Equity, or Center for Hope, serves as the bridge between scientists and community organizations, including healthcare, government, education, and nonprofits throughout Utah and the Mountain West.
The C2 Awards seek to shine a light upon unsung community heroes who often go unrecognized by traditional awards programs.
By bringing communities and researchers together, the Center for Hope creates long-term solutions to prevent cancer and improve health among populations that have been historically marginalized.
To learn more, visit yourcancer.org.
You shake my nerves and you rattle my brain. But your love drives a man insane. You broke my wind, what a thrill.
Goodness gracious, great balls of fire. I translated that on the air once a number of years ago, gave people the real lyric line, and it has not been forgotten by the members of the staff who have been around. If you ask J. Bob Kay, the story of me describing or discussing Jerry Lee Lewis's lyric line, you'll get a kick out of it. I'm told not to ever repeat it on the air because of the verbiage. Goodness, you can use your imagination. All right, so whether the great Jerry Lee Lewis is alive or dead, yesterday he was reported dead, 87 years old, but apparently that wasn't the case.
No.
Turned out to be incorrect. He's alive, says his publicist.
The actual publicist.
Yes, right.
Not the anonymous faked.
Right.
That was erroneously off. I mean,
anonymity is usually BS. I have no use. I told you yesterday that I became the subject of a local blog, and there wasn't one thing that was in the story that was true or correct. Not one thing. And so people in there, all this particular blog is nameless and faceless. Nobody's identified. So why would you pay any attention to anything where there's no credit given to someone who's responsible supposedly for the information? Jerry Lee Lewis, great, a whole lot of shaking going on. It's a great song, too.
Mm-hmm.
Suffered a stroke a couple of years ago, but he's recovering, apparently. He's
working on a gospel,
album
of gospel covers.
With T-Bone Burnett.
That's into the Country Music Hall of Fame and Museum.
Yeah, right. He's a great piano player, was at the beginning of the rock and roll era, the last surviving member of the Sun Records Million Dollar Quartet, which included Johnny Cash, Elvis, and Carl Perkins. So good for him. 28 after the hour.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. You know, there's nothing inherently wrong with telling your dog no once in a while, except that doesn't give him enough information. What are you telling him no for? I often joke when I walk into some homes and say the word no, the dog comes thinking that's his name. Instead of telling your dog no, no all the time, tell him what you want him to do. Dogs don't generalize well, so if your dog jumps up on someone to say hello and you say no, he may jump higher or may jump to the left side instead of the right. It's really important that you understand this concept, okay? When you're working with your dog, don't focus on the negative, because if you do, you'll get a dog that may react to negative. What you want to do is focus on the positive. So, for example, if you do have that dog that's jumping all over people, rather than saying, no, 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 bad dog, what I suggest you do is take the leash and collar out at that point. I'm assuming you've done some basic training with your dog, and use the positive reinforcement you learned early on to control the situation. It's never no, 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 occasionally yes, and basic training will make all the difference. I'm Warren Eckstein.
Welcoming back into our fold, Elizabeth Miller, who is from the Calitrin organization. All right, what's the deal right now? What do we have as a special?
We have a fall sale, which I know it doesn't feel like fall everywhere yet, including where we're at right now. But we have a huge fall sale going on right now. Buy three, get three free, unlimited. So that's buy four, get four. Buy five, get five. It's a great time to stock up and save. Maybe you've got a lot of weight to lose. Maybe you and your friend want to split it, go and lose some weight together. Maybe you and your honey want to do it. It's at toploss.com. That's TOPLOSS.com. Or you can call us toll-free, too. We've got real live people right here in USA who will answer the phone and answer your questions. It's at 1-833-TOP-LOSS.
All right. Elizabeth Miller from Calitrin here.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Philadelphia House Republicans filed two articles of impeachment Wednesday against Philadelphia District Attorney Larry Krasner, charging him with not adequately enforcing state laws and implementing policies that they say have contributed to a spike in gun violence. Democrat Senator Bob Menendez from New Jersey is under federal criminal investigation. The probe alleges he offered public favors in exchange for lavish gifts. As the nation has seen Pennsylvania Senate candidate John Fetterman's mental health on Tuesday's debate stage with Dr. Oz, many now understand why Mr. Fetterman only agreed to the debate after mail-in balloting was started. GOP Representative Matt Gaetz from Florida on Newsmax overnight weighs in.
But it doesn't make you a bad person if you don't want a stroke victim to be your neurosurgeon or your airline pilot or your Uber driver or your lawyer or your senator.
USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Stock market has you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813-813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813-813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813-813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition of purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813-813.
I'll second guess dinners with friends because they can be interrupted by diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or oily stools. It turns out I have EPI, or exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, which means I'm missing the enzymes needed to digest food. My doctor prescribed Creon pancrelipase, an oral prescription medication that replaces pancreatic digestive enzymes. Creon treats EPI due to cystic fibrosis, chronic pancreatitis, pancreatectomy, or other conditions.
Creon may increase your chance of fibrosing colonopathy, a rare bowel disorder. Tell your doctor if you have a history of intestinal blockage or scarring or thickening of your bowel wall, if you're allergic to pork, or if you have gout, kidney problems, or worsening of painful swollen joints. Call your doctor if you have any unusual or severe gastrointestinal symptoms or allergic reactions. Take Creon as directed by your doctor and always with food. Do not chew capsules, as this may cause mouth irritation. Other side effects may include blood sugar changes, gas, dizziness, sore throat, and cough. These are not all the side effects of Creon.
Creon is the number one prescribed EPI treatment. Ask your doctor about Creon for EPI and visit creoninfo.com or call 800-633-9110 to learn more. That's creoninfo.com.
Doug Steffens, Good Day Show. Young girls who met on a ship sailing for America 75 years ago have been reunited. How in the world would something like that happen, right? After 75 years, this is astounding.
Get the podcast at gooddayshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Pretty woman. Walking down the street, pretty woman, the kind I like to meet, pretty woman, I don't believe you.
Jan Doug, here with our enthusiasm for the day, which happens to be Thursday, October 27th, on the air on the Good Day program, focusing on all these things that are good, all these things that matter. There's a little home village that's being built in Salt Lake City. It's a great story. For those of you who are listening in Salt Lake City and the surrounding area, you probably already know about this homeless building. It's not an empty building. I misplaced my modifier there, Jay. It's a building being built for the homeless. Kind of a small village.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, much of them. 430 units, in fact. So they're trying to fight the problem, which is epidemic in lots of cities in our country. They're going to take 8 acres of city land and build a bunch of small homes, recovering housing or recovery housing, right?
And these tiny homes are all the rage. So many people are going into the minimalist lifestyle, selling off their homes instead of renting.
Yep.
They're buying these tiny homes. A lot of people who want to go live off the grid, quote unquote, and they will use these tiny homes. And it's such a great idea. This is going to have 430 of these units.
Yep.
That will help the homeless community get back on their feet. They have a place to live. They have shelter.
So they have to pay any rent, or is it all free?
It will be free for the homeless community.
Mm-hmm.
And it's kind of like what you were saying. It's kind of like a rehabilitation back into society.
Yeah.
It's easier to go get a job when you have an actual address to give to the employer, to submit for taxes, all of those.
You know, it's interesting. I look at the what is referred to as the minimalist home desires of some, as I've said on the air, I told you, a while back, I got involved in a development project here in my neighborhood on the old farm that I grew up on that was going to be developed. I didn't start it, but I'm trying to influence or change what they're doing there so that it fits more with the surroundings and with the neighborhood. And one of the things that we've been talking about is how to deal with two things. One of them, the requirement for economically disadvantaged folks, the state requires that 10% of the housing that you build in the development has to be affordable. And that's one thing. But then the other thing is how, as it was put in here, to deal with people who would want to live in this community but don't want a big house. They're happy with 1,200, 1,400 square feet. And most of the homes are going to be bigger than that. Some of them, 2,400, 2,500 square feet. A couple of bigger ones at 4,000 square feet. So what do you do for those people who, as was, again, well described, don't want a lot? They want to downsize. They want to live simply. They want to live in, and this is the chance, because this is a farm, we're building a development around a farm, it's called an agrihood. And so they can live very close to nature, go outside the back door. He's going to have gardens, going to have access to a big 1,000-acre park.
But it's a 2,500, 4,500 square foot home. That just sounds like a ranch, not necessarily a tiny home.
Really? Well, I said the 1,200. I was making reference to 1,200 square foot homes. That's a small home. The apartments that I might rent, for example, in Los Angeles would be, you know, 1,200 square feet, something small.
Oh, yeah, those are so small. But, yeah, these tiny homes are essentially kind of like
300-400 square feet.
Apartment in a
house. Yeah, very small. Yep. Well, that's good. Good for the folks there. Thinking about those sorts of things.
My last house was 1,800 square feet.
Your house was?
Yeah, the ranch we had. We loved it.
Yeah. I don't know. If I get stir crazy. I've always lived in a big house. And if I were in a small house, well, like when I am in California, the places I live in are very much smaller than the house that I have here on the farm. I don't know. I like to have the room to get lost in or just have it. Frankly. All right, here's the news from the world of, I'm always looking at various auctions because I buy and sell things for the farm on the auction. So I just saw something that's for sale today. Those of you who may want to get on to this, the high bid auction is in Londonderry, New Hampshire. And the biggest thing, the most attractive thing, or the thing that's gotten the most interest is a knife that was found, a pocket knife that belonged to the president or whoever what do they call the supreme leader of the KKK?
I don't know that answer.
Yeah, me.
Nope.
So, there you go. The Ku Klux Klan pocket knife. I sound like I'm doing an infomercial, right? Get it now. The high bid so far is a whopping $25. I guess that shows, that tells the story pretty much right there, right? Okay, let's move to Georgia and the election and the foibles of not only Herschel Walker, but here you go. This is why you don't cast your vote using the mail. A mail truck carrying absentee ballots was destroyed by fire. So this the Baker County Sheriff's Office shared the pictures on Facebook, so I can see the mail truck engulfed in flames. Sheriff Office said the driver wasn't hurt. The post office says a list of packages and mail that was being delivered. Those missing a delivery go to the post office. I guess that's the best thing you can do. But there were questions. Election officials spoken with the director in the area. There were 43 outstanding ballots. And the thought is they were in this truck. Okay? So how do they know who the, do they said they're going to reissue them. But, you know, this goes back to, again, the reason that I say you wait for Election Day, and let's be clear. I don't like Tuesday as Election Day. I want to have elections on weekends when more people have a chance of going and taking their time, not in a hurry. They're on their way to work, and they go over, and they hurry up, and they get their ballot, and they go, and they fill out the stuff, and they don't understand the questions, whether it's yes or no, and bing, bang, boom, I got to get to work.
Or trying to go on their lunch break, not thinking, oh, everybody else is going to be trying to go on the lunch break. They stand in online for how long, and then they end up having to leave before they even cast their ballot because they need to get back to work. Employers also need to do a diligent job in making sure their and giving their employees the opportunity to go, but making sure their employees know you have an opportunity to go, you can go vote, like,
take an extra hour.
Happen.
Yeah, do it the right way. Also, those of you, I'm looking at the stats from Georgia, absentee ballots, 100,000 of them were received yesterday. 124,000 residents of Georgia voted in person during early voting. Come on. What is this? It is ridiculous. It is. It is just plain. It's suicidal the way we're conducting elections. And more as much. The reason for being suicidal is the quality of the candidates. I know I have seemed to be, as my poor Doug is picking on poor Herschel Walker, there's another woman who's come forward and said that he paid for her abortion. Now, is that true or false, or are these just people who are trying to keep him from being elected? Anyway, this woman says that in 1993 in Dallas, he paid for, as a matter of fact, strongly encouraged her to get an abortion. He said, I'll pay for it.
Well, that,
so she's not identified.
Anyway, well, no, she is anonymous, and she doesn't have, like, the first woman who claimed, she had the receipts. She had the check. She had all of that stuff. This woman doesn't have any of that, just her own personal story.
But she's represented by Gloria Allred, so there must be something to it. Gloria doesn't take it. You know, she's
quite a story, too.
Yeah. Well, it's just on and on. This guy's not. It's foolish for people to think that all of this stuff should be cast aside because it has nothing to do with what he would do as a senator. It has everything to do with what kind of a person represents you. And I wouldn't vote for this guy if he was the only one in the country running for some other important office. Then there goes Lindsey Graham is kind of lost. I always used to like Lindsey Graham, but he's campaigning in Georgia for Walker, and he suggested the allegation was a coordinated political attack to upend the race. You know, there's sometimes something to that, and what I suspect, although what changes my mind, is that Gloria is representing this woman, and Gloria wouldn't represent her if she hadn't checked out the facts.
Exactly.
So, yeah.
And what this woman is saying, too, is not just that he wrote a check to her for an abortion, but that he encouraged her to get it. She didn't want it. He made the appointment. She went to the appointment. She decided she didn't want it. She left the appointment. And the following day, he drove her and waited for her to make sure she had it. So there's a lot of nitty-gritty details in this. But, again, she doesn't have the check and the receipts and, like, all of that that the first person had. But she has Gloria Allred in her corner who, like you said, Doug, isn't just going to go into this on a whim.
No, Gloria is the nation's number one grandstander. Listen, make no mistake. she's a piece of work, but she's very smart, and she doesn't stick her neck out in circumstances that aren't going to come out making her look good. You notice that she dropped, who was it she dropped a month or so ago? Because they couldn't hold on to the facts weren't right. Remember? It was something going on. She represented somebody and she dropped them. You know
what I mean. Right now are the Kanye West and his revolving door of lawyers.
Right.
I can't remember. But let's hypothetically say that this happened with Herschel Walker and he did help two women have abortions, and now he is fully against abortions. Don't you think that the population would be more forgiving if he owned up to that fact and didn't acknowledge it and said now he changed his mind and he realized that he was wrong and all of those things? And don't you think people would be more okay with that than this whole, like, is he lying? What's happening? Like, what's going on?
Fess up, pal. Be a man about it. Grow a pair. And stop with the nonsense. That's what I would say if I were running his campaign. You were mentioning Kanye. he can't get out of his own way. Yesterday, he went in. He had a deal. He had like $3 billion deals. One of them was with Stitchers, right? The outfit makes a lot of
Skechers.
Yeah,
he showed up without an appointment after Adidas dropped him, and he was just like, maybe he was thinking like, hey, they would love to have me.
They'd love to have me.
And he was escorted off the premises.
Yeah. See you later, pal. Adios, muchachos. Here's another one that's dumber. He's smart, but he's dumb. I don't even think Herschel Walker is smart. I just think he's dumb and has been led around. I think he's been misled by a lot of people who wanted to take advantage of his notoriety, his name, what he did accomplishment-wise, didn't look into his background. They just said, okay, let's get Herschel Walker. Everybody knows who he is, and we all know that people don't really know what they're voting for, but they do recognize names. Vote for a name you recognize. That's what the slogan should be. It's not vote for Herschel Walker because he'll be a great senator. Vote for Herschel Walker because you recognize his name. That's how it works. That's really behind the scenes how it works. And he's a pawn in their scheme. And so away it goes. It's 48 after the hour.
Attention sports fans. Your favorite sports book, BetUS.com, is back for their 28th year of NFL action. With the industry's biggest sign-up bonus of up to 200%, BetUS offers their members the opportunity to cash in on all their favorite leagues, including the NFL, NBA, MLB, and more. They've also got hundreds of new casino games, including the coolest European slots. And live dealers are waiting for you at the tables. You need a sports book with integrity and longevity. And you need to know that you're going to get paid. You need a sports book that offers everything, including live betting, MMA, golf, horses, esports, and all kinds of crazy bets. Call BetUS today at 1-800-79-BETUS. That's 1-800-79-BETUS. And they'll walk you through setting up an account. Nobody in the industry gives better bonuses than BetUS. Join now and use promo code COLLEGEFOOTBALL and get up to 200% in bonuses on your first deposit. That's promo code COLLEGEFOOTBALL for up to 200% in bonuses. Head to BetUS.com and join today. That's BetUS.com. BetUS, where the game begins.
What's for dinner? Burgers?
After last week, no thanks.
Avoiding foods due to fear of diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose, oily stools? It may not be just stomach issues. It could be EPI, or exocrine pancreatic insufficiency. EPI can cause uncomfortable symptoms because it's a condition where the pancreas doesn't release enough digestive enzymes to break down food. But EPI can be managed. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and talk to your doctor about your symptoms. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
What's for dinner? Burgers?
After last week, no thanks.
Avoiding foods due to fear of diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose, oily stools? It may not be just stomach issues. It could be EPI, or exocrine pancreatic insufficiency. EPI can cause uncomfortable symptoms because it's a condition where the pancreas doesn't release enough digestive enzymes to break down food. But EPI can be managed. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and talk to your doctor about your symptoms. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Check it out. Time for farm, food, and family issues and discussions brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Insurance for your motorcycle, boats, RVs, more protection on the road and on the water. This is the place to go. You'll find a lot of savings can be had at Progressive.com, or you can dial them up at 800-PROGRESSIVE. Okay, we got our recall of the day, Jay. A Florida company's cookies are being recalled for possible life-threatening errors in the batch. Food allergy dangers. These are in the public food stores down the southeast. The cookie maker Sato, I don't know, what is it, Trillion? It's Bombolo Biscotti. A lot of people like these things. They dump them in their coffee, right?
Yeah. Italian. Biscottis are really good. But this one, it's almost like they put the, somehow the wrong cookie was put in the wrong wrapper, where the label claims they are the assorted Italian cookies, when in fact the cookie inside is actually the Italian wedding cookies, which includes walnuts.
Right. So if you got a walnut allergy,
on the packaging.
That's the problem. Yeah. Okay. So biscottis. If you got them, bring them back. In a moment, the discussion turns to a coffee shop, which is serving up drinks, hoping to employ people with disabilities, because this is National Disability Employment Awareness Month, among many other things. So we'll talk about that after this.
Robert is a real Prevagen user and content contributor.
I am Robert Strickler. My wife Joyce and I have been married for 53 years. Certainly one of the really important things in my life are our children and our grandchildren. I am essentially a writer. I've been involved in communications in the media. I've been an avid fly fisherman for at least 40 or more years. I've been taking Prevagen for at least 8 years. For me, the greatest benefit over the years has been that Prevagen seems to help me recall things and also think more clearly, have a crisper ability to remember and think through things. And I enthusiastically recommend Prevagen. It has helped me an awful lot.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Prevagen is available in stores everywhere. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who are cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
All right, so here's the story for Ian McLaughlin, who's an employee at Biddy and Bo's Cafe in Georgetown, down in Washington. He has an opportunity to show every person who walks through the door the wonderful person they've always been, and that they are, and they're not broken, even if they have disabilities. This is a pretty novel idea, but I bet this will catch on. Jay, in a manner of speaking, Biddy and Bo is a coffee shop. The proprietor, Amy and Ben Wright, named the business after their children, who were born with Down syndrome. Wow. Imagine the challenge of having two children. One of their children is born with autism. Wow. Mm-hmm. Good heavens. They have 24 locations, and they want to create...
They're in a few states.
Yeah, right. They want to create a situation where people with disabilities can become more valued, accepted, and included. So that's who they're hiring. That's very...
A lot of people think that people with disabilities are unable, incapable.
Yeah, can't do anything.
Do certain things, yeah. And that's just so not true.
Yep. Wasn't there a person with Down syndrome who was an actor on a TV show in the last few years? I'm trying to remember what the show was, but I remember
there
that being
been a couple. There was
milestone.
A woman on Glee. There
this was a young man.
Gentleman that's yeah. in different films.
Mm-hmm. Yep. All right, here's the good news from the Bay State, my home state farm here. It's the Jordan Dairy Farm in Rutland. Cows are doing two things, producing milk and poop. And so these people have turned the poop into power. This is another one of these stories. This is a great story. This is what's happening a lot more around the country. People are taking the cow manure and they're turning it into energy. Take the methane gas and use it for something. You know, everybody complains about there's a NASA study that is focused on methane gas. And as you might imagine, most of the methane gases in the world are being produced in China, not here. Maybe the Chinese ought to use the idea that came from this dairy farm and being used elsewhere. They got enough gas from the manure to power 1,600 homes a day. Good for them. It's 59 after. This is Good Day.
Have you heard the warning from the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.